This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Womply. Womply is committed to helping self-employed workers and small businesses get their PPP loan. They've helped over 100,000 small businesses. Even if you're a freelancer or gig worker, you may qualify. Womply makes the process easy. Start your application at womply.com/NPR. They'll route it to an approved lender. Apply for free today at womply.com/NPR and see if you qualify.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Time now for the song that changed my life, where we invite musicians to tell us the story behind the song that, well, changed their life. This week's guest is Doc Severinsen. Doc is a trumpet player and a band leader. He led the Tonight Show band for 30 years, nearly the entire time Johnny Carson hosted.
And from the San Diego Zoo, Joan Embry. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
He was known for his playing and known as a raconteur, he was also known for his truly outrageous costuming. I think that man kept the fringed epaulette industry in business for about 15 or 20 years there. Doc is, believe it or not, still playing at 93 years old. He tours when it's safe to tour, and he's the subject of a new documentary, Never Too Late, The Doc Severin Story. It's part of the PBS American Masters series. It chronicles Doc's days as a trumpet-playing prodigy from Oregon, his time on The Tonight Show, and his legendary verve, the verve you are about to hear. This man has personality for days. When we asked him about the song that changed his life, he took us back to 1942 and a concert in Portland, Oregon. The song was "We'll Get It" by Tommy Dorsey. Here's Doc Severinsen.
Hi, I'm Doc Severinsen, and We're going to have a little chat about a song that changed my life. And it really did. I was 14 years old and lived in a small town in eastern Oregon. People around the state had heard of me as an up-and-coming musician and played the trumpet. And I'd won, you know, state contests, and that included all of Northwestern states and that. Tommy Dorsey, he needed a trumpet. The war had just started, Second World War, and guys were getting drafted immediately out of the band, you know. So he was talking to some musicians down in Portland, Oregon, which is about 150 miles away from where I lived. And they said, "Well, listen, we know a young guy up in eastern Oregon, and this cat, he can play the trumpet all right." So the next thing I know, I'm wearing a homemade suit that my mother made for me. I'm on the Greyhound bus headed for Portland, Oregon, where Tommy and his band were appearing at the Paramount Theater. I certainly knew who Tommy Dorsey was. I mean, you know, he was huge. Well, just to set the stage for you, Tommy Dorsey stood out because this was before the age of rock and roll. Big band, jazz music, that was it. I walk up and I go in his dressing room and I'm carrying my cornet case, which I still have in the other room. They had neglected to tell him he's only 14 years old. He was expecting a grown man. Said, "Tommy, this is Doc Severinsen. He's here to play for you." And he laughed a little bit He said, "What you got in the case there, son?" I said, "I got a cornet, Mr. Dorsey." And he says, "Let me see that thing." And I hand him the case. He opens the case, takes the cornet out. Now, this is the world's number one trombone player. And he picked up that trumpet and he put it up to his lips and he played a very famous cornet solo that was extremely difficult. And he played the whole thing from top to bottom and never missed a note. He chuckled a little bit and handed the horn back to me. And I'm kind of like, "Oh, wow." And we talked a bit, and he said, "Well, you know, I can see now that you're quite a bit younger than I'd been told you were. You know, we can't hire you. You're just too young to go on the road like that." So he didn't ask me to play and hand my horn back, and he said, "Guys, we got to do a show in a couple of minutes here. Do me a favor, will you? Go out and get a great seat for Doc up in the balcony where he can get everything." And I'm sitting there thinking, boy, this is really something. And it's a great theater, the Paramount Theater. So all of a sudden, all the lights in the theater came down at once, shoom, into total darkness, except the exit signs over the doors. They had to leave those on. And I hear, that was the same song, "Getting Sentimental Over You." And now, all of a sudden, all the lights come on. Bam! At the exact moment that all those lights came on, the band's playing this brand new recording that Tommy had of "Well, Get It." It was Cy Oliver's interpretation of "Bugle Call Rag," and it featured two trumpet players. The opening of it, instead of playing the regular bugle call, they replaced that with I can't put it in words I think you can understand clearly what the impact was. What the loudest trumpet player in the history of the world, Ziggy Elman, when those lights came up and I heard that, I said, "I know what I want to do with the rest of my life." It was a wish stated by a 14-year-old kid, but I lived it. It happened. Don Lotus on the tenor sax. Look out, those trumpets are coming at you. Not yet. You're coming. Here we come! Seven or eight years later, I was with the Charlie Barnett Band, and that ain't, you know, that's pretty darn big stuff right there. Tommy needed two trumpets, and he hired myself and Ray Wessel to come out of the Charlie Barnett Band, and we flew down to Houston, Texas, where they were playing at the Shamrock Hotel. When I heard that thing played at the Paramount Theater, I knew that's what I wanted to be for the rest of my life, but I didn't know it would be with Tommy Dorsey's band. I thought maybe some nice little band in Portland, Oregon, or something like that. And all of a sudden, there I am sitting. I'm living my life's number one dream. And just talking about it now, I get chills.
Trumpeter Doc Severinsen on the song that changed his life, Well Get It, by Tommy Dorsey. You can watch the American Masters series about Doc on your local PBS station and on the PBS website. We'll have a link to it on the Bullseye page at MaximumFun.org. That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is created out of the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California, where I had to deal with a pigeon that my son said was probably still alive, but upon further inspection was definitely not. R.I.P. pigeon. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our producer is Kevin Ferguson. Jesus Ambrosio and Jordan Cowling are our associate producers. We get help from Casey O'Brien. Production fellows at Maximum Fun are Richard Roby and Valerie Moffett. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Our theme song is by The Go Team, thanks to them and to their label, Memphis Industries. You can also keep up with the show on social media. We're on Twitter at Bullseye. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. And we are on YouTube. You can search on any of those platforms and find our interviews there. You should smash that subscribe button on YouTube. Feels gross even saying that phrase. I apologize. And I guess that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross-country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.